Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Reyna here, and happy day to you. And a lot of you are FERS employees, and some of you are CERS employees, and you wonder, what's the difference? Why do I care? What does it even matter to me? And why is Reyna talking about this? Well, civil service, CSRS, what's a song you would relate to CERS? How about sipping on some scissor? But if you're a civil service employee, you probably don't know that song, which is totally fine. But remember, civil service employees were hired before the year of 1984. And then 1989, FERS came around, and then they had a transitional time period where you could pick one or the other, change it, freeze it, move it, whatever you wanted to do. But civil service employees, you only have one leg of retirement, one option, one pension, and it's a mamma jamma. If you go to 41 years and 11 months of service, you get 80% of your salary as a pension. We're talking 80%. That's the majority. I mean, that's like making your same amount of salary, just no tax, right? With tax, right? Like your 100% of your salary with tax, it's almost the same as making 80%, right? So pretty big pension, but what do you not have? Social Security. You didn't contribute to Social Security. Now there's CERS offset, which is you had a break in service, you came back. Pretty much every civil service employee and civil service offset employee, you are eligible to go. You're ready to rock and roll. Let me show you the door. But a lot of you are still working because you like your job. You like building years of service. There's a whole sick leave conversation we need to have, civil service versus FERS. But you need to understand what your pension does, right? You've been contributing into your pension all this time. And when you roll out after 41 years, 11 months of service, 80% of your salary, but no Social Security because you didn't contribute. And you may have contributed into TSP or maybe not. What do you not get with TSP? You don't get a match. You don't get any extra contribution from the government. Now, you do get growth depending on the fund you were in TSP. So I have a ton of civil service employees who did contribute to TSP, and a lot of them heavily contributed because they wanted to get the benefits of the low-cost growth option, that accumulation vehicle that is in TSP, even if they didn't get a match. Because they've got a tax deduction. That's what you do get. You take that, you reduce your taxable income when you're contributing into TSP because it's not taxable, it's tax-deferred, you're kicking the can down the road, taxes are inevitable. What if you're making a bunch of money? If you got a big $100,000 salary and you're contributing the maximum, which this year, 2025, was around $31,000 with the catch-up included. So if I was making a hundo and I reduced it by $31,000, I'm only paying tax on whatever's left. What is that, 79? No, 69. So you save money on taxes, which is a good thing in that year, right? You could even reduce yourself all tax bragging in some of these cases. But that is the opposite, or the musical term would be the antiphonal of the FERS employee. That is FERS, as in we actually had one of our guys that worked with us. He went and did one of his first workshops. This was, holy cow, like a decade ago almost. And it was a decade. Holy cow, it was a decade ago. Anyway. And he shows up and he calls. He's like, listen, I'm doing my seminar. I'm getting the room ready to go. And they had another convention happening in the same hotel nearby his room. And it was this group of people who dressed up, they were dressing up as animals. And so when he started these meetings, he said, if you're here for the FERS, F-E-R-S, not F-U-R-S event, that is FERS, so you can remember, FERS is your federal employee retirement system. But what do you have? You don't just have one leg. You have three. And let me show you a little bit of a visual. Everybody's talked about this idea of a three-legged stool. And, you know, I grew up in suburbia, so I've never technically milked the cow. But a lot of the people that grew up on a farm know about the three-legged stool when you're milking the cow. And if somebody comes up behind you and kicks out one of the legs, over she goes, right? So you need all three of these legs to work together for good for those who love a retirement. We'll get a little biblical there. But your three legs are as such. Number one, leg one, the pension, which is comparable in concept to the civil service pension. That is, they're both merited from your years of service. You contributed into that pension program with your own money, with your own dollars. Everybody contributes into their own pension. But, and there's no maximum for FERS. However, the percentage is much lower. So usually you're going to see a percentage for a FERS employee between 20 and 40% of their high three salary. Right? If you had 20 years of service or 30 years of service, each year is going to be around 1% value. And if you buy a bunch of years of military back, I've seen the highest I've seen is like a 48, 49% calculation with somebody who did buy back military. But if you're doing the comparison, that ain't no 80% like civil service. So leg two, FERS does have Social Security. You're also contributing into that bucket. So you're contributing into your pension, leg one, and you're contributing into Social Security, leg two. That way, when you go to retire, those two legs, those two sources are a lifetime stream of income. And I say stream for a reason, because the stream just trickles on down and keeps going, right? So that's your income, your monthly, everybody's got a monthly nut to crack in their bills. And that those two legs are what we always do the math on first, to see if they could possibly replace your income. And most civil service, your income is predominantly replaced by your pension, right? Like, it's a pretty significant amount. FERS employees, they recreated it to where you got two programs that are going to replace the one civil service leg. And that way you got that monthly lifetime payment, but it's created from two sources. The outcome, the goal is kind of similar, to where it essentially, we wanted to replace your net income. I emphasize net because, of course, you've got taxes, health insurance, life insurance, dental, vision, survivor benefit coming out of there. Leg three for a FERS employee, TSP. What does it stand for? Thrift Savings Plan. And that is the government version of the 401k. But what do you get? You get a match. FERS employees, you do get a match. For every 5% you contribute, the government's going to match you the same 5. So, at a minimum, if you're a FERS employee, please do not be contributing less than your 5% of your salary, right? So if I make $100,000, I'm contributing $5,000 a year, but so is the government. So I have $10,000 contribution into my plan that did come off taxes if it was tax deferred. But remember, TSP also has Roth that you can contribute to. So if you don't care about getting a tax deduction, just contribute into Roth, go ahead and pay the taxes, and it'll grow tax-free for benefits down the road. That's another story to go into the deep, dark depths of the Roth TSP. But for a FERS employee, you're getting that match, which is something, another sort of part of that, again, three-legged stool, as you know, but it's part of that program to help replace what the civil service employees had as retirement. They're just divvying it up in different avenues. And so as long as you're contributing, you're getting a match, but what else are you getting? Depending on the fund you chose in TSB, you could be getting earnings, growth, extra interest, all of that compounds to make your bucket bigger. But TSB, it's not a stream of income. It's like the cement pond. It's just a pool, right? It stays there until you make decisions on whether you're going to siphon some out into another smaller pond, or if you're going to irrigate your pond and have a stream of income. There's a lot of ways we can navigate TSP, and these are reasons you want to get together with me and my team, because there's a ton of ways to structure TSP. But first, we got to find out, what are your first two legs of retirement going to do for you? And that tells us what we do or don't need TSP to do for us. So whether you're a civil service employee or a FERS employee, my team and I can help you make sense of what you do have currently, how it's going to change at retirement, and then also longer down the road when other things change, when Medicare shows up, whether or not you're going to turn on Social Security, what's going to happen even further down the road when the required minimum distributions happen. What does that mean? Well, I'll make a whole nother video all about that. And you want to get scheduled to have a meeting with us so we can go into the depths of your situation to make sense of your three-legged stool so you don't fall over. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.